Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm talking to Dr. Malcolm McColl, who is the CEO and Managing Director of Viralytics. Malcolm, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to see you, Tom.
Now, just for people who aren't familiar with the Viralytics story or who didn't watch our earlier video, tell us a little bit about the focus that the company has on oncology.
So we're an ASX-listed biotech company really focused on the cancer therapy with our investigational drug called Cavitac, which is what they call an oncolytic virus or a cancer-killing virus. And we've discovered some years ago that, in fact, it had an ability to preferentially target cancer cells and knock them out without really actually causing too much damage to healthy cells. So we've built from that, now running a number of clinical studies, primarily in the US, in important cancer indications like melanoma, lung and bladder, and with the potential to move beyond those into a number of other cancer types.
Now, it's fair to say that this is really moving the body of knowledge forward when it comes to cancer therapies compared to the historical use of broad spectrum chemotherapies. This is really far more specific treatment.
It really is. I mean, the virus actually targets the cancer quite nicely and knocks it out, as I said. And as part of that process, it's not just killing the cancer cell, but also generating an immune response. And the nice thing about that is that immune responses tend to be sort of long-lived. So we can actually see in some of our patients really long-lasting responses. And obviously we need more patients in the studies to sort of verify that. But we've got quite a number now. We've had over 250 patients in our studies. So there really is this nice sort of message of durability in response, a high level of responses in patients across these studies, and also without necessarily causing really nasty side effects.
Now, one of the key aspects of developing this sort of knowledge is having it basically looked at by a leader in the field, or what is referred to as a key opinion leader.
Yes.
And you've done exactly that, and it's being greeted quite warmly.
Well, I think that is really a key thing. I think we've run most of our studies in the US because ultimately Big Pharma is primarily based in the US. So we're running studies in centres like Boston and New York and so on. And that's really led by folks who are key opinion leaders. And then when we present at major conferences, those oncologists actually get up and present and talk about the data and what they're seeing in their patients. And that's still a very powerful message for Big Pharma to hear that, I think, and also other institutional investors.
Indeed. So you've spoken about Big Pharma. How have they responded to it?
Well, I think it's that we have a collaboration with Merck. Merck Sharp and Dohme, as they're known in Australia. So we're running a big study with those guys, in particularly our lung and metastatic bladder cancer. And it's been really encouraging this year that we've had about 60 patients enroll in the dose expansion stage of that study, with some early results presented at a big conference in the US in November. And the nice thing is that we should get that study fully enrolled early in 2018. And we'll be seeing, I think, a pretty substantial body of data in these very important indications of lung and bladder with Cavitac plus Merck's Keytruda probably in April, May, June time of next year. So that's going to be a very important moment, and potentially a very transformational moment for the company.
Okay, because obviously it's at that point where you start to get the rubber hitting the road in terms of the commercialization process. How much longer after that do you think you have to wait before you see some real leaps forward in terms of approval?
Well, I think that we've got the melanoma data, which is also looking really quite striking in what we're seeing in patients in that setting. So there's a lot of evidence there. And we're starting to build data now in the bladder and lung cancer patients. And we plan to do some further studies in colorectal cancer and head and neck cancer. And they won't be big studies and don't take actually a long time to recruit. So we could learn a lot about those indications through 2018. Essentially, what Big Pharma says is that data is the most important thing. That's the defining thing in terms of decisions about partnering and transactions and so on. So I think we're clearing some hurdles in terms of melanoma, which makes us of interest. And we've been at these big conferences, which again puts us well and truly on the radar of Big Pharma. As we generate data in lung and bladder, it takes us to another level again, and that's not too far in the future.
Okay, so at the risk of being crass, what is the size of the market that you're going to be addressing as far as this product's concerned?
Well, really, this is the biggest market in pharma. So the estimates for the whole field of what they call cancer immunotherapy is forecast around the sort of tens of billions per annum. And Big Pharma, all of the Big Pharma companies want a piece of that market. So Cavitac could be an important part of that program. And as we see Cavitac enhancing the activity of some of these drugs like Keytruda in melanoma, and we may prove the same thing in lung and bladder, we have to wait and see. It could be a very important agent for Big Pharma to consider.
Malcolm, it's always very encouraging to listen to these sorts of conversations. The work is amazing that you're doing. We look forward to hearing more about it next year when you announce more milestones.
Okay, thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate seeing you again.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.